This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening.
We are freezing. We are feel animals better than us because we are human. We have children, baby. This all just a few days. They are freezing here. Nobody care. No government care. They are just laughing of us. Say no, we can't. We waiting orders. Which orders? We are human here, not animals.
The voice of a desperate woman who spoke to the BBC from the Croatia-Slovenia border. Cold, wet weather are normal this time of year in Eastern Europe. The massing of Syrian and migrating families from Africa in border areas of Slovenia and Croatia is not, however. Croatia announced it would open its borders with Syria, removing one of the bottlenecks where UN refugee agencies say some 10,000 refugees are facing shortages of aid and shelter. Many remain stranded. The Hungarian border remains closed between Croatia and also Serbia, and many migrants remain in limbo between northern Greece and Macedonia. So far this year, 794,000 people at least have applied for asylum in European countries. By the end of the year, Germany, Austria, Hungary, Sweden, the Netherlands, and Finland expect to receive a total of 1.3 million asylum applications. Add to that another 4.7 million asylum seekers expected to arrive in Turkey, Lebanon, and in Jordan by December. And once again, a picture of the scale of this crisis. But Barbara Luce is a UNHCR spokesman in Central Europe. He joins me now. Are those numbers about right? Is that what we're looking at?
Indeed, it is really a worrying situation for UNHCR as a humanitarian agency. What we have seen is over 500,000 people arriving in Greece from Turkey through the agency, where people take these risking journeys. And also, we are now seeing the return of the chaotic scenes at the borders in Central Europe and eastern part of the Europe. It is a worrying situation for us. These people, who majority of them come from Syria, Afghanistan, and Iraq, they already have been through too much.
Where would you say the bottlenecks are right now? What are the difficulties getting people from the initial arrival countries farther into the places where they are applying for asylum?
The recent log jams at the border began when Hungary closed its border with Croatia. And that was the route people were coming from Greece into Macedonia, Serbia, Croatia, and Hungary, Austria onwards. So Serbia-Croatia border was a point where people were coming in large numbers. They were stuck. The situation has eased since yesterday. But still, even this morning, there were 2,000 people who were there. And the other concern was at Croatia-Slovenia border, because Slovenia at some stage said they cannot process more than 2,500 people. And what we're seeing in over the weekend, there were over 20,000 people in Greece. It is the same population that keeps moving on. So till the time we don't have a coherent collective reception and registration response from the European Union, more people are going to suffer.
What does it mean to process these families? I don't quite understand what the issue is here.
It's very difficult. I mean, it's an issue that has been made into a crisis by a non-collective action by the European Union. In terms of processing, what happens is, as soon as you land on a territory, you should be registered, screened, received, and your asylum claim should be judged. That can't happen in Greece because Greece doesn't have that capacity. So people move on trying to look for effective safety, and everyone so far has been helping on the population towards Austria or Germany. So what we want to see is a collective response where the 28 countries of the European Union come together to decide, because they recently decide on a relocation quota, on a relocation plan. That is going to fail unless and until they're going to start implementing it somewhere. And then we see the situation in Syria, Afghanistan, and Iraq. I mean, the wars are just not going away.
If you're a family who arrives in Hungary and wants to get to Serbia and Austria and then into further into Europe, do you have to apply separately for asylum in each country, and that each country has to approve your ability to move on?
There are multiple layers of registration: Macedonia, Serbia, Croatia, then Slovenia, and onwards and onwards. At some stages, you know, there are individual border measurements introduced, as we saw in the last 2 days, and that creates chaotic scenes and desperation. The level of desperation for these people increases because it's winter, it's raining. And I have seen families with young children as old as 10 days and 27 days it has an impact on them.
Is it possible for the United Nations to issue some sort of paper that would get individuals to their destination where then their asylum application could be evaluated while they're at least in some safe location?
Let's go back to the basic and the principles of how the system works. Under the international and European law, all these European countries have legal and moral obligations in terms of processing these people. They have asylum systems. The problem is those systems are not put in place or applied. And then the issue becomes if one country has to deal with the large number, they cannot cope. Simply, it's just not possible for one country to deal with it. That's why we, as a humanitarian agency, the UN Refugee Agency, is looking towards the whole European Union, the 28 countries standing together in solidarity, but also standing in solidarity with these desperate victims of war as well. Till that is not there, you will see more tension between neighbors and you will see the scale of suffering going on as well.
Babar Baluch is a UNHCR spokesman in Bratislava, Slovakia. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.